So tell us a little bit about the jam today.
Well, Flexigrass is the name I give to something that's bluegrass at heart, but has a lot of other influences swirling around in it, which is actually true of bluegrass in the first place. But I like getting some, maybe some uptown rock and roll-y sounds blended with bluegrass. And I also like getting some old-time sounds with Klawhammer banjo blended with bluegrass. So I like to get a collection of players together who can do all of the above and just get them together and pick a few songs that everybody can play, even if they never heard them before, and actually have a sort of a jam. Well, it's a jam. I was going to use a word like naked. In other words, we go out there unprepared for what's going to happen, except we know the set list and who's going to play when. But instead of rehearsing backstage and presenting a polished act, we're going to figure it out right on stage in front of everybody and talk about it in front of everybody so they can see how a jam session works when people who don't know each other, say maybe meet in a hotel room or someplace or other, or backstage. But I said, let's not do too much planning. Let's do the figuring it out in front of the people, because that's something that's been going at Merlefest one way or another since the very beginning. They used to have more of those where they would just throw people together and say, you got an hour, make something happen. And I used to be scared by those, but also enjoy them a lot because the element of suspense is always with you. Normally, when you're sitting at Merlefest in front of a good stage, you're going to hear a nice polished act where they already cleaned up all the burrs and the loose ends. And in this case, we're, you know, it's going to all hang out. And for me, that's fun. You know, I'm 70 this year, and I've been, this is, I think, my 28th Merlefest. So I think it's okay to not know, not stick by an exact formula once in a while, and that's exactly what we're doing today.
Hi, how are you?
Do you have any banjo jokes for us?
Well, I usually object in principle to banjo jokes because just because we're the loudest instrument sometimes and we sometimes don't know what we're doing and it shows, I still think it's respectful not to make jokes en masse. However, there's always what a banjo players use for birth control, which is their personality. And then there's also, why do people hate banjo players immediately, as soon as they meet them? And the answer is, of course, that it saves time. And all the other ones I already know, and everybody knows them, and they're passé, you know. Those are passé.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you.
Do you have any other comments about Merlefest history and how long you've been here? Some of your favorite bands?
Well, the only one I missed was the very first one. And, I remember one year when Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers were performing and had Doc Watson come out as a guest. And just to fit in with the Trailblazers, Doc did something that everybody said they'd never seen him do, which is he wore sunglasses on stage to be like the Trailblazers. Not because he was blind, but because he was like a trailblazer. And that was a real highlight, seeing Doc out there in sunglasses and playing with the Trailblazers. I just remember some amazing backstage jams up at the Walker Center around the time of the Midnight Jam. Oh, there's Junior Sis showing up for our set. That's great. The mixture of the musicians here and that people that I've gotten to play with on stage, people from all over the musical spectrum, and just such a diversity of musicians. And a lot of times right here at this Creekside stage, this particular event, we've had people, have people from Donna the Buffalo, people, a guy from Africa playing a basic African banjo, and we played Sweet Georgia Brown. And anything involving Pete Rowan, who's expected at this stage, anything involving him is always exciting because he's always in the moment and trying to produce musical magic and very often succeeding very well. So that's always a thrill to be up there kind of making that happen. And in 28 years, if I started really trying to recall all the magic moments, it would fill quite a few computers.
Thanks, Pete.